Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And I have a wonderful revelation here to share with you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your faith enter into your people to know the great and the high calling that you have given unto us who overcome. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And, the name of this is Grants to Overcomers. And the beginning of it is a revelation to Vanessa Weeks, given on 6-4 of this 2019. And it's very interesting. She said, David, on June the 4th, 2019, I had this dream. Some of us of local UBM, which, by the way, many times we have discovered is a type and a shadow of larger UBM out there, or at least some of larger UBM out there. So keep that in mind, okay? She said, some of us of local UBM were in the living room of a house, and a picnic table was in this living room. Some of us were talking casually, and Barry and I were sitting next to each other with Debbie Finsky to the right and a little ways away, and she was talking to us about the book we are in now in our Wednesday Bible studies, and that is The Real Good News. And this book is really about what the gospel provides for those who overcome through faith. It teaches faith and rest, entering into the rest through faith and believing the promises, which are all past tense, so that we can believe them. It's not a matter of waiting on God. It's a matter of just believing what He said, because they're all past tense. And so it causes us to enter into the rest. She said something about the chapter we were in, and she had read a few chapters ahead. She was also very excited about the deliverance the Lord is doing now. Yes, we feel like the deliverance that the Lord is doing for His people right now is to finish up cleaning up the bride's house so that she can move into it. We've been receiving that revelation. And, of course, the bride's house represents a larger ministry, more responsibility, such things as that. And that's what this is about. This revelation is about the grants that are given to the bride and the overcomers. And so she said she was also very excited about the deliverance the Lord is doing now, and saying something about spiritual warfare. Yes, do spiritual warfare, saints. There's two things that have to be done in a person's life to clean it up. Get the demonic activity out, which you have authority to do right there in your home. And also the natural man, the fallen man who wars against you, the carnal man. The carnal man is the one that invites those spirits in because of rebellion. Okay? So you got to deal with the spirits through spiritual warfare, and you got to make sure your old man is on the cross by repenting and believing the promises of God. I remember seeing Joe D., who comes here to visit, sitting in a chair diagonally across from her, and he was smiling as he was talking about the book. I knew we were now receiving grants. All right, grants. Well, I would say grants for those who take part in the cleaning up process, and the heavenly grants will come. They will come. Receiving the grants. And then she says, I woke up and I thought of Philippians 1 and 29. Especially where it says, to you it hath been granted in behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer in His behalf. There is a people who are coming to the end of a time of suffering, and they're going to receive a reward. We call them the bride. So it goes on to say here, let me say also that those who suffer with Jesus in his death to self will also reign with him through the grants. You know, Jesus was not only one who was a sacrifice, he was a demonstration of what it is to die to self and be resurrected. And if we are united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also be of the resurrection, Romans 6 says. We want that resurrection life. It's that reigning authority that we have here on earth. Paul in Philippians 3 talked about that resurrection life, not hereafter in the physical. He was talking about it now in the spiritual. So, 2 Timothy 2:11 says, "Faithful is the saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him." Endure what? Endure the cross, endure the chastening, endure the wicked and all their works to crucify us, right? If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we shall deny him, he also will deny us. Revelation 2 and 26. "And he that overcometh, and he that keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations." All right. Well, there are many want authority, and many attempt to use authority. But the real authority is going to be manifested in the end times in a mighty powerful way through the overcomers. Because not only have we all been given authority written in the scriptures, but taking advantage of that is a matter of having a clear conscience and walking with the Lord to mature in the ways of wisdom to use that authority. So the Lord says, Revelation 2:26, "He that overcometh, and he that keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations." And that's the beast, by the way, the beast kingdom. And I thought about how a grant is a gift to be used for a specific purpose. And I searched the New Testament for the word granted and found these verses. And, you know, when Vanessa sent that to me, I also added the Old Testament grants because there were so many wonderful things there about our day. It was just very important. And she said, "It's amazing to see all the things that the Lord is granting us now. Thank you, Father, for your grace and granting us to be delivered out of the hands of our enemies. Thank you for all the things that you are giving us. May we use all you grant us for your kingdom and glory in Jesus Christ. Amen." Yay. Amen. So let's look at some verses concerning the grants. I thought this was a neat revelation because, you know, the Lord speaks about the grants through the Old and the New Testament. Here's one, Luke 1:73-75. Says, "The oath which he sware unto Abraham our father," who we are, by the way, sons of Abraham through faith, the Bible says, right? "And the covenant that he made with Abraham was not annulled by the law, which came in temporarily until the seed should come to whom the promise was due, and that was Christ and all who dwell in Christ." So let me read that again. "The oath which he sware unto Abraham our father to grant unto us," that's us who are real sons of Abraham through faith, "that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, should serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Notice he said, "to grant unto us." There's your grant right there. He's given us victory over our enemies. To those who abide in Jesus Christ, He's given victory over our enemies, because the seed that came was a seed as of one, not as of a many, and that seed is Christ. Abiding in him, you have victory over your enemies, and you are Abraham's seed according to faith. Amen. Another one, Acts 4 and 29. And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings and grant unto thy servants to speak thy word with boldness. Amen. While thou stretchest forth thy hands to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken wherein they were gathered together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. See, and all this was granted. They prayed, and God granted this. We need that, this in these days, right? And also Acts 14 and 2, another grant. But the Jews that were disobedient stirred up the souls of the Gentiles and made them evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, they tarried there, speaking boldly in the Lord, who bare witness unto the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So, you know, when you're going out to share the gospel in the days ahead, God's going to confirm it with signs and wonders. He's going to grant signs and wonders to his overcomer people. And even though the enemy, the apostates, rose up against them, they prayed to God and he granted them these signs and wonders. Hard to argue with signs and wonders, really. The foolish in Jesus' day and the apostles' day spoke as though they were from Satan, for goodness sake. And they still do it today because they don't know God and they don't know his word. So nothing's really changed. But we can pray and God will grant the signs and wonders to be done by our hands. Acts 27, 23 through 25. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am, and whose also I serve, and whom also I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must stand before Caesar. And lo, God hath granted thee all them that sail with thee. We've received this before for the body. He's granted us all them that sail with thee. Therefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it will be even as it hath been spoken unto me. The Lord is able to grant those who sail with you. All right. I would say God speaks that to you. He spoke it to us one time or several times. And it was to grant the elect to sail with us, right? Grant those that are chosen. And also Romans 15 and 5 says, Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of the same mind one with another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's just wonderful. And, you know, the unity is going to be powerful in days ahead. It ain't going to have anything to do with man's unity of denominationalism. It's going to have to do with the unity of the Holy Spirit making us one, to be one body to fight this battle and to bring in the harvest. And that is granted by God, right? This unity. And Galatians 3:16 through 18. Now to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. There it is again. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ. And of course, and those who abide in Christ, who are sons of Abraham by faith, is who he's talking about. Because you don't have anything outside of Christ. It's in Christ where all of the benefits are. Abiding in him, you bear fruit, and he picks the fruit. And if you don't abide in him, he breaks off the limb, right? Throws in the fire. Now this I say, a covenant confirmed beforehand by God, the law, which came 430 years after, doth not disannul. And you could say annul there, because their idea of disannul was meant today, annul, right? It doesn't annul. The law did not annul the covenant made to Abraham, which is granted to Christ and all those in Christ, so as to make the promise of none effect. See, the law didn't make the promise of Abraham to none effect. It's still with us when we walk by faith. It is the law that has come to no effect. They don't understand that. The Bible goes on in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 to say that those that follow the law are blinded. They have a veil on their eyes. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no more of promise, but God hath granted it to Abraham by promise. So you have this promise in Abraham. You are sons of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 3:16 through 19 says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, that you may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inward man. This was a prayer of Paul. And you know, when Paul prays a prayer, it's not a stupid prayer. It's one that God will answer. When a prayer is given in the Scriptures, it's one that God will answer, right? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ. So he's talking about what is the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ. You see? You look at the sentence carefully. So, that he may be strong, that you may be strong to apprehend with all the saints, or sanctified ones. You know, I got to say, not everybody's sanctified. Not everybody is separated from sin. Not everybody walks after the Spirit rather than after the flesh. But it's strong to apprehend with all the sanctified ones what is the breadth, length, and height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, so that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. So this grant is to bring us to the fullness of God. And in these days, saints, you're going to see people walking as the first disciples walked after the first word given. And the apostates are walking after their own word given and ignoring the word of God. And they, like the Pharisees, will have no power. They can just look on and watch the power of God's people, God's holy, sanctified people. Amen. Seeing that his divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby he hath granted unto us, there it is again, he hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. Notice what this grant leads to: godliness, power, escaping the corruption, partaking of the divine nature. Wow, powerful grant. All of these are powerful grants from the Lord. It's all by grace and through faith, right? Amen. Okay, let's go to some Old Testament grants here. 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my border." Many call this the prayer of Jabez. And they pray it. And of course, God answers. "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my border." That's kind of like the larger house we've been talking about. "And that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it be not to my sorrow." And God granted him that which he requested. Good prayer. Good prayer. The prayer of Jabez. Good prayer for you, right? And 2 Chronicles 1:11. "And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of them that hate thee, neither hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king." Because he asked in this way and did not ask in a negative way, God said, "Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be any after thee or have the like." Interesting. So he asked for important things, and because he asked for important things, God gave him the other things he didn't even ask for. Praise God. And it was granted unto him. Oh, thank you, Father. Do that for us, Lord. We ask for wisdom and knowledge. All right. Ezra 3:6 and 7 says, "From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. They gave money also unto the masons, the carpenters, and food and drink and oil, unto them of Sidon and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea, unto Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia." Wow. So you know Trump as Cyrus is conquering Babylon and freeing the Christians and granting them expenses to build the true temple. I know some people are thinking that this is a temple in the Middle East, but it is the temple of God. And if they do build a temple in the Middle East, that's just a type and a shadow of it. But it can't be Ezekiel's temple, which no one uncircumcised in heart could enter into. Do you understand that? How are we circumcised in heart? That's right. By repenting and receiving the gospel and the born-again experience, right? So there you have a grant to build the temple. Now, that's where we are right now. In fact, this is confirmed in other verses that are about this granting. You'd be surprised that I picked out, you think I picked and chose these verses, but it was one right after another. Okay, listen to Ezra 7:6. "And this Ezra went up from Babylon," that's the people of the captivity, right? "And he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his request," "according to the hand of the Lord his God, which was upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinim, unto Jerusalem, in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. Okay, that's 6 through 8. Now here's 13. I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and their priests and the Levites in my realm that are minded of their own free will to go to Jerusalem, go with thee. And 15. And to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold that thou shalt find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God which is in Jerusalem. Wow, so that's a pretty good grant. And it's just as above text I shared. Ezra was granted to lead the people of God out of Babylonish bondage with a grant from the king to build the temple of God, which is a type of God's people. Yes, we're not looking at a building in the Middle East. If they build that building, it is not Ezekiel's temple. And by the way, as they say, the Antichrist enters into the temple. Well, I know they don't understand that text, but it's true. And so that's not a holy temple, right? This holy temple he can't enter into. Esther 5 and 8. And if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition, another very, very important grant, and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Wow. So Esther the bride was granted to save the people of God from the deep state beast kingdom and bring them to their spiritual Red Sea, right? Yeah. That's what's happening. And guess who's doing it? Yep, the people of God. It's been granted. You better do the prayer and the warfare. It's been granted. And the Esther has given the authority, was given the authority by the king and passed it on to the people. And Nehemiah 2 and 7. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may let me pass through until I come unto Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the castle, which appertaineth to the house, that's the house of God, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. So again, a grant from the king to rebuild the true temple of God. Pretty neat, huh? These grants are amazing, you know. Esther 5 and 6. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? He was asking the bride to bring her request, her petition. It would be granted. Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. So, bride, you need to ask whatever is needed. Jesus said it too, Mark 11 and 24. And not only that, the half of the kingdom. These people have manifested joint heirs with Christ, who is the King. Joint heirs. Joint heirs is the Queen sitting next to the King, right? She's a joint heir. Oh, boy. In Esther 7 and 2. And the King said again unto Esther on the second day of the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee." There it is, granted. "What is thy request?" See, all this is a type and a shadow of the end time, of the bride, of our King, and of the beast being conquered. "And what is thy request?" I think the Lord's saying that to you out there who are the bride today. What is your request? What are you waiting for? She delayed even. She didn't get it out the first time, right? "Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed." So the bride is granted to be a joint heir with Christ. And Esther 8:11, another important grant. "Wherein the King granted the Jews that were in every city to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people," which is the beast, "and the province that would assault them, their little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey." Well, the bride is granted to give authority to the people to destroy the deep state beast kingdom, spread throughout the world now, by the way. Yes, start praying, start exercising your faith, start protecting the informers. Do that, because we, in the last couple of days, 10 of them have been killed by, yep, you know who. Esther 9 and 12. "And the King said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace." It could be Washington, D.C. "And the 10 sons of Haman. What then have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is thy petition? And it shall be granted unto thee. Or what is thy request further? And it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews that are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows." Yep, they're catching a whole bunch of them. "And the bride is granted to give authority to destroy the deep state beast kingdom." All right, Job 10 and 12. "Thou hast granted me life and loving kindness, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." You know, I like the word visitation. It's used often in the Bible about a coming of the Lord, of his visitation to the people. And we've got just such a visitation about to happen in the man-child ministry, the reformer ministry that's coming to, that is actually here, but about to be anointed with a higher anointing, as Jesus went when he was 30 years old. Even though Jesus and Joseph and David and people like that served the king as man-childs before that anointing. That anointing is a special anointing to begin the tribulation things. But it's been granted life and loving kindness, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Proverbs 10 and 24 says, "The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him." Well, nothing granted to them here, right? "The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, and the desire of the righteous shall be granted." the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Why did Jesus give such all-encompassing promises like Mark 11 and 24? All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. That's not something that a foolish man can take a hold of or even use. The foolish among God's people don't believe that verse. And they can't use it because they don't have any faith and they don't know what faith is. So it's not dangerous to put that out there. It's put out for the righteous who understand faith, whose heart does not condemn them, so they have boldness towards God, right? So it's put out there for the righteous. All those all-encompassing promises are put out there for the righteous. They're the only ones you can trust with power. Other people try to exercise these things, and because they don't draw close to the Lord and their heart does condemn them, they're not able to accomplish what's given there. It's granted. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. Shall be granted. And when the whirlwind passeth, the wicked is no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. That's because it's the foundation of the temple, right? The righteous is an everlasting foundation. Yes, the whirlwind is coming. Plagues are coming. Explosions are coming. Hordes of people killing is coming. The destroying of the crops and so on and so forth, it's coming. It's happening and it's coming. Yes, we're at the verge of a lot of destruction. And the people of God who have faith will be preserved. Those who don't have time to study the Word of God, all they need is an hour on Sunday. They'll go home with nothing. Psalm 20 and 4. Grant thee thy heart's desire and fulfill all thy counsel. Isn't that awesome? Grant thee. He's, of course, talking to the righteous, not the wicked. And Psalm 119 and 29. Remove from me the way of falsehood, and grant me thy law graciously. See, there's so many of God's people that don't understand the Word, and the Word is not affecting them. And they don't spend enough time in it so that the Word can go in and transform their lives. You know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to love the Word enough to spend enough time in the Word to have it transforming the way you think and the way you speak, because this is where power comes from. If a person doesn't think and speak right, they can't use power. Okay. And grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Thine ordinances have I set before me. I cleave unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way, I like this, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. You see, friends, it's all by grace. When God enlarges your heart, you'll be able to run the way of His commandments. If you're failing to keep His commandments, and maybe just making up doctrines that make you acceptable right there, when you're not an overcomer, and there's no promise to those that don't overcome by keeping the commandments, then you're not in this way. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. This proves a trust in the Lord to put in us that which is not naturally there. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. You know, we need to pray Psalm 119. There is so much in Psalm 119. That speaks of God's grace being given to His people to be what they need to be and to be what they could not be on their own. It speaks so much about grace. Go and read it. I challenge you to mark down the verses that speak of God giving everything to you and all of your needs, all of your wants. He even puts those in your heart. He works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure, right? Amen. Now, this is a strange grant in Psalm 140, 7 through 11, but it is true. O Lord, the Lord, strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Yes, we need a covering. You know, the helmet of salvation represents the knowledge that you've already been saved by the Lord. You've been delivered from the very beginning. A lot of people don't know that. They don't put on the helmet and they get their head smashed in. Right? Now, here it is. Verse 8. Grant not. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his evil device, lest they exalt themselves. Grant not the desires of the wicked, or their wicked devices, lest they exalt themselves. Well, we see many wicked devices going forth now from the wicked at this time, both in the government and those support the deep state government, and also the factious in the church. Many evil devices. And here's a good word. Grant not the desires of the wicked. Further not their evil devices, lest they exalt themselves. Right. So God is bringing them down so they can exalt themselves. This is a change. It's a temporary change, but it's a change, and it's needed badly at this time in order to give the saints most of the first 3.5 years to be raised up into the body that they used to be in the days of Jesus and his apostles. Because many people are not going to survive what's coming, spiritually or physically. That's why the bride in Esther was giving authority to the people that they didn't have, that they didn't know they had. The people of God don't know they've got it. They're just biting their fingernails, you know. And when things come, they just say, oh, well, you know, they don't have any authority. They don't do anything to stop it. Here's a prayer that will stop it right here. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his evil device, lest they exalt themselves. Amen. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Amen, Lord. So be it. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, whence they shall not rise. An evil speaker shall not be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. Amen. Absolutely true. Saints, we need to walk in the Spirit of God. We need grace. We need to ask God for that grace. If we will receive these grants, we will be a powerful people. And the overcomers in the days to come, you can read about them in the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation. He didn't make any promises to people that weren't overcoming. But I got to tell you, the gospel shows people how to overcome. It's the really, really good news of what was given to us freely by the Lord. And when a person doesn't have faith for these things, they can't overcome. And so we get faith. It cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And that's how we overcome. Spend time in the Word of God. Spend time in repentance. spend time in doing spiritual warfare against your enemies. Be sure and clean up your house. Be sure and get the household together, and y'all do some deliverances and speak against those evil spirits that are ruling in your lives and in your homes and in your local bodies and so on. Be sure and draw near to God and draw near to the Lord Jesus. Believe the promises of God. Enter into His rest through faith in the promises of God. And these grants, of course, they are promises of God. Having therefore these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your mighty signs and wonders and miracles too, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for building your temple. Thank you for delivering your people out of Babylonish bondage. Thank you for bringing about this administration that is now spreading throughout the earth to overcome the one world order, which attempted a little bit too early to bring down the people of God. And so it will take them a while to catch back up for the tribulation period, but by the time the middle of the trib comes, they will be in full force and they will make war on the saints again. And this time many, many will die. I'm not saying that many won't die now, because I do know that the Lord keeps telling us over and over in our morning prayer meeting, He keeps telling us that He is bringing judgment against the apostate church that rules over the people of God. Why? Because they would not follow the man-child into the wilderness if He did not destroy this wicked thing that they call a church over the people of God. It must be brought down, and it will be brought down, and God's going to use the deep state to do that, but that's also going to be the end of the deep state. I mean, it's going to be toppled. And Father, we thank you for that. We're praying for that. We're praying that you give grace to the Trump administration and the administrations that are being raised up in Europe and Scandinavia and places like that, where the leadership had given their countries over to the beast kingdom, the Islam beast kingdom. And now the Lord is going to have mercy and grace on much over there, even though there is a great lack of Christianity there. But they're seeing here what Christianity is doing. They're seeing a miracle. And if they can't see a miracle, they're blind as bats, because nobody could do this. How many presidents has the deep state killed who came against them? One day we'll know. But I can think of quite a few. So, Lord, we thank you that you have made this man to stand strong. We ask you to give him strength and wisdom. We ask you also to give strength and wisdom to the people who serve him. I don't say that they're Christians, and I don't say that he is one either, but I do say that he favors the Christians, and that is kind of a thing that Cyrus did, by the way, when he came in to conquer the last king of Babylon, who, by the way, was trying to force his god upon Babylon, and they didn't like it. And Cyrus came in to give a freedom of religion and to overthrow that thing that the king of Babylon was doing. And it made him, it gave him quite a lot of favor before the people. So this is happening. It's just history repeating. The things that have been are the things that shall be, and the things that have been done are the things that shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. This is our God. He is doing a mighty, mighty miracle before the tribulation in order to give some kind of relative peace. I'm not talking about peace from nature. That's not true. But some relative peace from the powers that be. In order for the church to get its stuff together and listen to the reformers and become the church that they were called to be. Without that, we're not going to affect this earth, and the harvest will be small. But this is going to happen. God is raising his people up. He's empowering them. He's giving them these grants to rebuild the true temple of God. You can't look out there at the church and say that that's the true temple of God, because it doesn't even look like Jesus Christ. It doesn't emulate Jesus Christ. It emulates their modern day pastors. And it's pitiful and powerless and evil. And God is going to destroy it. Thank God. Oh, let me say that the Pharisees and Sadducees will follow us all the way up until the end. But there are key people who are controlling key people that God wants set free, and he's going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your awesome miracle that you're doing for your people in delivering them from this evil time to come. Even though it's a short time, it's like Sister Sue Gilbert had a dream that President Trump was handing out timepieces. You know, clocks, timepieces, watches, whatever, I guess. And what it was, what it represented, he's giving us a little time. He's giving us a little time. And by the way, there's a lot of so-called Christians out there slamming him because of his non-Christian ways and thinkings, and because he is, by the way, making opportunity for this digital system to come in, which is, of course, the foundation for the mark of the beast. Listen, God is the one who is bringing the mark of the beast. Don't think you can do away with it. Don't think that the people that bring it either are bad necessarily. Let me say, if you go back to Daniel 9, 26 and 27, you will find it's not a man that is the Antichrist. It's a principality, just like all the other princes there. Michael was a prince, by the way, prince of Greece, prince of Persia. Principality. What prince is coming back? The prince of the Roman Empire is coming to make the beast kingdom and to make the mark of the beast. And so, because look at it. I mean, it happened back in that day, and that same person is doing it in this day. So he's not. We're not talking about thousands a year old person here. So, I mean, we just you have to have some common sense here. So, yes, you can't stop the mark of the beast. God ordained the mark of the beast to separate the wheat from the tares. It is going to happen. It is going to come. But he has been given to give us a little time before it does come. But it will come. It has to come. It has to come to separate the wheat from the tares. The tares don't have any faith. They stand in churches all the time, all over the world. And they need to be separated. And God's going to do it. They've got no faith to live in the wilderness. All right. God bless you, saints. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope this has helped you. And I hope you will take advantage of the text we're going to post so that you can, you know, think on these grants and act on these grants and pray on these grants. They are promises of God, right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you and good night. Oh, by the way, Michael Hare is going to come. I want to bless him too. But Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless Michael Hare and the brethren that are listening to him, that the mighty move of your Spirit will work through him and through them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you. Bless you. Bye.